Hello, hi, welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast right here on RDU 98.5. I'm delighted to have a friend of the station in the studio. He's back releasing more music. He's very good at this. I've Neil McLeod here with me. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm well. Life is good. How are you? Are you like, do you thrive in cold?
No, I used to love the cold. I used to be one of those.
Hence why some kids people love cold.
Yeah, no, I definitely used to thrive in it, but I hate it now. I want to go somewhere warm.
Yeah, fair enough. You aren't going away soon, though.
Yeah.
Somewhere warm?
We're going all over. I hope that America's warm. We'll be going in July, so
right.
I don't know anything about seasons, so what season will they be in? I should know. I think it's going to be quite hot.
Generally, if we're cold here, the rest of the world is warm. Yeah, so yeah.
I think we're going to be pretty warm.
I think it'll be good.
Fingers crossed.
Now, we're not really here to talk about your holiday, although, I mean, that will be exciting for you.
Yeah.
You released a song on Friday,
yes,
called Tunnel Vision,
yes,
which has been teased for a while,
yeah,
and so the time finally arrived.
Yes,
tell me a little bit about Tunnel Vision.
Yeah, so
indulge me.
As a song, it's another honest one. I think I don't know if I can write dishonest songs at this point.
No, you're pretty raw and honest most of the time, I'd say.
Yeah, especially when it's time for my own music, because I most of the time I'm helping others. So I think when I have time to myself, I really want to work something out. And on this song, I think I was working out basically what the title suggests. I'm definitely someone that can become tunnel visioned in life in general, whether that's on work or in a relationship. I can just become sort of blinders on, forget the world, forget everything else.
Yeah.
And it can be unhealthy. It can be something that is really amazing in some respects. In my craft, it can be great because I can get really detailed with what I'm making, and maybe people might find that amazing later on. But when it applies to relationships, I don't think it's very healthy at all.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Probably not. I mean, I've never had a healthy relationship with anyone.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's all right. That is probably my own fault. So Tunnel Vision is have you really just given it that name? Was this a bit of a like aha moment? Like, oh gosh, I am one.
Yeah, in some respects. Right. Like, I mean, the lyrics in the chorus talk about not being able to see the forest for the trees, which is like a classic. I don't know when that originated as an expression, but people say that. If you're too fixated on one tiny thing, you can sometimes lose sight of the overall picture. And I definitely have that. If it's mixing something or creating a song, or even within a relationship, maybe someone says something or does something, or I do something or say something, and suddenly that's all I can think about. And I feel like that's the end of the world, and I need to figure out exactly why that happened or what's going on there, and I can sort of lose sight of just how lucky I am to have that relationship
or to have
that project. So this song is just really exploring that as it relates to my life, and I hope some people can find, I don't know, something they connect to in that as well. But I wrote it for myself.
And going back to the forest part, there is a lot of forest elements going on here.
Yeah.
Because there are visual elements at play as well.
Yep.
Please indulge me on what looked like cold, muddy adventure.
Yeah, well, we sort of spoke about it somewhat last time I was up, but we made a short film to accompany the EP that's coming out later this year, which is called I Need a Battle. This single is from that record.
Now, is this the last single, by the way?
Yeah, this is the last single. Right, next thing that is being pushed is the whole project, which is really exciting. And it's going to happen soon. We didn't want to have this like massive long waiting period between each thing. Mm. We just sort of wanted to invite people into the world visually and musically, and then just let them have it sort of thing.
Yeah,
so more on that soon. But the forest is the imagery that you're talking about is all related to that short film which we've put together. We wanted each single to basically give people a little bit more of a insight into what is coming. So
yeah, okay.
there's these visualizers that are slightly mysterious and don't necessarily wear a narrative on their sleeve. But when it all comes together with the EP, I think it's going to make a lot more sense.
Because last time you were here, there was a visualizer that had come out. Was there one this time?
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, there is. Oh, yeah. Okay.
This time it's a feather, and the feather is sort of in this liminal like space just floating.
Mm.
And as it floats, it starts to disintegrate, and then it slowly reforms itself. So it's meditative. I think very beautiful.
So many motifs going on. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I like to think of them as symbols. So we're just giving people these symbols that right now might seem a bit random and a bit mysterious, but they, I think almost giving people them now will mean that when they see the film and when they hear the whole record, they'll have this like sense of familiarity with what they're seeing and engaging with, which I think is nice. It's sometimes really nice if you're sitting down with a movie or a book and there's things in it that you already recognize and already have interacted with. It sort of feels like you're in on the joke or something.
Oh, I'm so excited to, like, once it's all out, the entire order was released.
Yeah.
Will be quite fascinating.
We're definitely trying to tell a story with the release, not just with like song one, song two, full record. We really are trying to do this thing where if people are paying attention, they feel like they're being taken on a journey through that process, you know.
Oh, so excited for it. Now, when that EP comes out, do you know where you're going to be in the world?
I think I might be in New Zealand.
Oh.
But it's hard to know. To be honest, I think I need to have a conversation with the label, actually, before I can say that. If all going according to plan, then I should still be in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it should be quite soon. I don't have a date to give you, but it's we're hoping to wrap this up quite quickly. Yeah.
And what are you going to do from there? Because I feel like you're always someone who has something going on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually, like, it's very uncomfortable for me, but I don't know. I have no idea. Wow. I have more music in the tank, but not as Neil McLeod. I've got music which I've made for totally different purposes.
Oh wow!
I think it's high time for a bit of a break, honestly, from thinking about music in a way like this.
Totally, yeah.
This record has taken so much of my energy and time. Like over 2 years.
Wow.
Just for 7 tracks and this visual component to it. And it's, I don't know, I'm looking forward to just maybe taking a step out of that role, letting people have that art and hopefully it will sustain them for a decent while. And I can just be a human being again, because we need to have real life experience, I think, to make anything worth listening to.
Totally. You know? Yeah, you're so right about that.
If I was to make an album tomorrow, it would just be all about the difficulty of working with music clients, and it wouldn't be interesting, you know. It wouldn't be interesting to anyone. It would just be disconnected.
Probably not.
So I just need to go and live my life for
a bit. What is that like doing I know we're going slightly off topic here,
cool.
but you know, doing this creative, you know, music for other people.
Yeah, it's good. It's cool. It keeps me grounded. You know, I think if you're always in your own world, it can be a bit deranging.
Yeah, right.
Well, for me, it can anyway.
And is it like the same creativity that comes with doing your own music?
Nah, because it's way more compromised.
Yeah,
I'm not the kind of collaborator who needs things to be my way. I was like that a little bit when I was starting out, because I was young and probably just like lacked a bit more, I don't know, empathy or something. But like the more that I do this work, the more I just sort of see the role as being a friend to these people, and I know how to use the technology, you know, better than them most of the time. I've done lots of projects, so I guess I have a good sort of mentality for how the process could look. But at the end of the day, I'm just there to kind of ask good questions, figure out what they want to do, And I may disagree. In fact, I disagree a lot with what people end up asking me to do for them.
Mm.
But
interesting.
It's not my art, so it doesn't really matter. No. I've just learned to kind of disconnect the sort of like ego self from it, and just be of service to their project, as someone would be if they're a tiler or a painter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I was a house painter for a while, and there were plenty of times where I thought, man, this color is awful. Yeah. Like, this is not the color I would choose.
No.
This is not the design I would go for. But you do it anyway, and you try and do it to the best of your ability. Mm. And it's really like that as a producer.
Yeah, right.
I think.
Does it help inform your own kind of music making, though, do you think?
Probably just because by the time I get to make my own stuff, I'm really fed up of compromising. I know there's so many ideas that I haven't been able to let out because other people have wanted to do their ideas.
Interesting.
It's not about me in those situations. So when it is about me, it's like, okay, cool. I can make exactly what I'm hearing in my head.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell me they don't like it. No one's going to tell me, apart from myself, you know, I'm the only one that can be a critic, which is nice. That's
so interesting.
It is. It's a strange life.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of why I'm glad to be getting away from it for a bit. Because it's not the real world. Like, it is the real world. You get paid and all that, but like, you're making stuff that ends up being the soundtrack to people's, you know, worst days and best days, and
yes.
And it's very symbolic and metaphorical and deep, and it's not like anything else. It's very strange, totally. And so it's sort of, I think it's healthy to have periods of time when you're outside of it.
Oh, absolutely. A break from anything.
You can get a bit tunnel visioned, you can say, you know.
Tunnel Vision, which is a new single out from Neil McLeod. It's final single from I Need a Battle.
Yes.
Which comes out soon, but we're not sure when soon, which is fine. Where can people go check out Tunnel Vision / you know, keep up to date with what you're doing?
Yeah, well, most of what we post is Instagram, so Neil McLeod on Instagram will be the best place to go to stay up to date. But music wise it's on all the things: Spotify, Apple, Tidal, Bandcamp, if you're inclined to pay for music.
We should all please be go inclined. There
please pay for
music
everywhere. I'm pretty sure everywhere at this point.
Great.
Maybe not SoundCloud. I don't think we do SoundCloud.
Right. Okay.
I think we left that in 2010.
Well, I for one cannot wait for this whole thing to come out. It's very exciting. Tunnel Vision, nonetheless, is a satisfying wee morsel we can enjoy for now. It is really good.
Thank you.
You should be very proud of yourself.
Appreciate that.
And I can't wait to kind of see how it fits into the puzzle of the whole thing you've got going on. But Neil, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure.
Same here.
And I really love the way you talk about these sort of things.
I think
it's very interesting. So, much appreciated to have you here. Good luck with the travels. Have you started packing?
No, we're planning. I mean, I'm planning. I'm going to do the whole 6 or whatever months we're away out of a 10 kg bag. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm going to fully. I'm just going minimal. I'm trying to like cut ties. You know.
Yeah, fair enough. Don't lug around luggage. It's just such a pain in the ass. for our audience out there, very happy to play Tunnel Vision for you now, Neil. One more time. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, man. It's great to see you. We got the best house on the worst street, but you know that we ain't moving out. I got the best view of the worst thing. Maybe that's where I find all my doubts. There's fire in your eyes, fire in mine, fire in our hearts, fire in the sky. So feels like never.
I swear I'm seeing something. But how would I know? Maybe I can see the forest through all the trees. When you bite your nails down till they bleed. Some days I wanna fix you, but that ain't the issue. Little closer to the middle's where we wanna be. Honestly, it's hard being honest. Late night floodlights in the darkness. Feels like they're keeping me up. Well, I know that there's fire in your eyes. Fire in mine. Fire in our hearts. Fire in the sky, so your nails down till they bleed. Some days I wanna